Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Full confession, I had an entirely different sermon in mind for today when I picked that title. It says Dream On in your bulletin. I had an entirely different direction in mind. And this is because as Judy and I were preparing for the Christmas rush, as you will, and all the different bulletins and sermons and services and everything else, I was trying to think several weeks ahead. And then after we had put all that together, we had some more conversation, Leonard and Tequila and myself, and we realized that today was going to be a really great day to do this baptism for Lucas. Leonard, can you hold up Lucas and see the door? But then it turns out we're going to do another baptism today as well. We are going to be baptizing Tequila, too. Tequila, you're also adorable, if you would please. You can sit down now. I don't want to totally embarrass both of you any more than I already have. I'm excited about this. I'll be honest with you. Bless you. Baptisms are great. Except for the crying. Thanks, Tab. Great. My son is going to be helping me with my sermon today. This is fantastic. There isn't always crying at baptism, son. Not always. Sometimes we have the water at the right temperature. In fact, I think we're okay today. We should be okay. But the thing I want to briefly talk to you about with the baptism is just what's happening in this moment. We've come together in this moment to have this combination of the water being poured over and the words being spoken over. Baptism is not a vaccine. I want you to hear that. Baptism is not a vaccine. Neither Lucas nor Tequila will become immune from ever doing anything wrong in life again after this baptism. I hate to tell you. I got to be honest with you, though. It's just how it works. You're going to make mistakes. So are you, little dude. You're so cute. You see these cheeks? Baptism is not a vaccine. Baptism is also not just a beginning. Let me explain by that. The relationship between God and Lucas and the relationship between God and Tequila does not begin today with this baptism. Began well before. Began as they were being put together in their mother's wombs, which is ironic since he was being put together in hers. It's a continuation of a relationship. In fact, I might actually draw a comparison to a wedding, oddly enough. Do you know what it takes to make a wedding legal in this state? Well, okay, I guess there's several things it takes, but what it really comes down to during the wedding ceremony, there's only one part of the ceremony that has to happen in order for the state to say, yes, this is a legal wedding. And that is the vows. Nothing else matters. If you look at what it says constitutes a wedding, it says that the officiant must observe the vows. And what are vows? Vows are public statements. They are public statements of promise. They are public statements of a sacred relationship that already exists. When two people go to get married, they didn't just meet, typically. Usually, they've known each other for a little while. There's been some sort of courtship or something. You're really on fire today, Tab. Thank you. I have to have him sit closer next time so I can hear what he's saying. But when we do that wedding, it's the beginning of something new in a relationship that already exists. It's publicly claiming that relationship. Do you catch that? Does that make sense? That's what we're doing today with this baptism. This isn't the point at which all of a sudden there's some relationship between God and Tequila or God and Lucas. This is the public claiming of a relationship that is already going on. The sanctifying of it, if you will. Which is pretty neat. Because if you think about it for a moment, culturally, we're really good about not saying things. People like to keep their emotions inside frequently. We get embarrassed about talking about how we feel. Or maybe we're reluctant to share that with other people. And that's one of the things that I love about doing weddings, is that it's this rare moment in a relationship where you see two people get up in front of their friends and family and say, you know what, I actually can't stand the idea of not being with this person. And the same thing with the baptism today. We live in the Pacific Northwest. We live in the heart of the spiritual but not religious. I get that. But what's being claimed today, in this moment that we're going to do in a little bit, is this idea that there is something intrinsically good about standing up and saying, you know, we're connected. We are connected to God. We are connected to something bigger than ourselves. We are connected to a creator who is nothing but love. So that's what I want you to hold in your heart when we do the ceremony today. There's going to be a part of the ceremony where we're going to talk about sin. And it's so easy for us to hear the word sin and start thinking about a list of sins, little moments in time. But that's not what sin is. Sin is about broken relationship. Sin is about the idea of not caring about the other. Maybe it's making someone the other, would be another way of putting it. And that's something else that we talk about and recognize today in baptism, is the idea that in baptism God claims us and says that there is something more valid to us, more important to our life. Many of you in this room today have no idea who each other is. I know this because I'm looking out and I see many unfamiliar faces. But recognize this. You are all connected to one another. You are connected in this moment. You are connected in the relationships that we have with each other. And you are connected to God. I thank you for your presence here today to witness this blessed baptism that we will have in a bit. And I give thanks to God for this opportunity to be reminded of what truly matters. Let us pray. Most holy, good, and gracious God, we give you thanks for the ways in which you move amongst us. We give you thanks for the promise that we find in your Son. We ask you to keep us blessed this day and always, to help us to be mindful of you and to help us to work for a better world. We pray this, trusting in your holy, good, and gracious name. Amen.